So good morning again, everybody. So Convergence 2024. So what I have in front of me is Patrick's notes from the chapter, and he has already posted, I believe, on the website. It should already be posted as his recording. So he did a pre-recording for this morning. As like I said, he's on a special mission today, and you'll have opportunity we'll talk about that here as we go through it. But I'm just taking Patrick's notes, reading his notes, and maybe interjecting a little bit of John in there on it. But here we go, Convergence 2024. When's the last time somebody asked you about God? Your mind races to the reason they asked, correct? Is it to see if I fit in? Do I want them to be like me? Do I need something from them? Should I say this or that? Do they want me to pontificate or test me or what? Does all that go through your mind or even more? You know, sometimes depending on the situation, is it a business situation or this situation or that situation? We all have different situations that we think we need to answer a certain way to maybe get what we want rather than just what does God want here? How did you answer? Did you skirt the issue? Is that you? The last time someone complimented your work, what was your reaction? That one gets close to home. Giving God the glory could cost you your job. Jesus could cost friends, family, your own grown children when you stand for God. Opportunities in business. Giving God the glory causes all kinds of things. War, death, destruction, terrible, terrible tragedy, it would seem. In convergence, as will be explained, all of life suddenly is converging. Family, business, religion, politics. Then you decide in all of it where you stand. Jesus knew these times would happen, both in the world, in your life, and maybe even at the same time. He gave us scripture, Matthew 10:34-36, New International. Do not suppose that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to turn a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies will be the members of his own household. There are two kinds of convergence in the world and in your life. Things you can do something about and things you can't. Obviously, we're not in the position to fix China or Russia or many of the worldwide things going on today or any other country's decision to make war against another. We don't have control over that, but we can, in our own life, stand or not for Jesus in convergence. Church, family, business, politics. It happens. And people want to know who you are in all of it. Who are you? Where do you stand? Where do you hail from? As Patrick likes to say a lot of times, where do you hail from? Matthew 24:6-7. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, and the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. When the world and these four categories merge upon you, and all that is dear to you, you may be the only thing that affects a positive result in anything or everything around you. How you believe in God, how you handle and direct your family, what type of example you are in your business, your life choices, who you vote for, and why. Matthew 5:14-16, you are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. People choose to serve and teach incorrect doctrine in their family, in their business, in their politics. And then he puts in here beliefs rather than religion. But just think about that. We choose to serve and teach incorrect doctrine. Where? Everywhere. A lot of us on this phone, I think we have a history of incorrect doctrine in our family, in our business, in our politics, in our beliefs. And don't do that. We get aligned. We get corrected. Those two-degree corrections that come constantly, what do? They're to get us back in line and to get with him. Isaiah 5, 19. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. The world stands against God in all areas of life on this earth. Convergence is the biggest test of mankind. Family, religion, politics, business, layered one on top of the other, lined up perfectly with God or not with God. There's nothing in between. Choose, as Joshua did so many years ago when faced with the same issue. Joshua 24:15. So just think, several thousand years ago, all these things layered together, Joshua's face at the end of the book of Joshua. They've been through the land. They've been fighting battles. They've been defeating enemies. And then Joshua, at the end of the book, Joshua 24:15, Joshua says this: but if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, maybe it's hard for you to serve the Lord, as it is for all of us, then choose for you yourselves this day whom you will serve. Whether the gods of your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates, the gods of the Amorites in whose land you're living. And then Joshua says this. He says, but as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. What are examples of convergence in the world? Just a few examples that are given here. 1 AD to 33 AD, Jesus Christ was born. The world becomes polarized. Jesus versus everything else. Convergence. You can look back. World War One, World War II, 1939 to 42. Good versus evil. Evil, same thing. A convergence there. Especially you think, look at World War II and all that went on. Independence of Israel, May 14th, 1948. The independent state of Israel was proclaimed. The armies of Egypt, Iraq, Jordan, Lebanon, Syria, they all invaded almost immediately after that May 14th declaration. See, all that converging in that one little spot on earth. Jesus versus everything and everybody, convergence. What about you? In your house, your business, church, America, what will you do faced with such division? How would you react with a gun over your family and the bad guys asking the questions, do you believe in Jesus or the state? I know for me, the answer sounds simple when there's not a gun aimed at your head. But when you have that gun aimed, you know, think about it. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you know, we read the story, but they didn't know, you know, we read the story and we say, oh, God saved them. You know, we read that story. They didn't know when they were send into that furnace what was going to happen. In fact, I think in that scripture it says they said whether God chooses to save us or not, we're not going to bow to you, to the king. So they had the option, worship the king or die. They walked through the fire. Could you or I? Is it any different at work, in the office, at home? What will you say to keep the peace? Will you cave, laugh it off, or stand strong? For those who prevail and say and do the hard thing, for those who profess competent, real, authentic faith and authority in the word of God, there is a scripture, Psalm 91. It says this, New King James. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked, because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. for he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. Will that be me or you? I don't know. When it comes to that moment, when convergence is everything, what our example causes, what our children see, what our spouse sees, family, co-workers, the enemy himself, yay, that's right, what the enemy sees in you and me, who will you serve? In that moment, who will I serve, the devil or the Lord? Matthew 12. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather me scatters. It is not enough to believe in God. Demons believe in God. I know it says in James that demons believe in God and shudder. Demons don't own your company or your life. You do. And God gave it to us, gave to us the freedom to pick the hard road, the narrow forever and ever. John 10:28, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's house. I and my Father are one. Convergence, can you affect the world? One person's example, used by God, could and would be a powerful weapon against chaos here on the doorstep of America. In history, some have done just that. Think of Peter, James, John, Paul, Moses, David, Stephen, Elijah, Noah, to name a few, Martha, Esther, Deborah, Mary, and may history never forget the men of God who formed our country. George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, just to name a few. These are ones who stood in God we trust. Just think of those names. You know, you read Hebrews 11. You see men and women who throughout history, you know, stood. And in the midst of convergence, they stood for God. What is at stake with incorrect or complacent testimony? What could happen to those who could have changed by a powerful testimony when it was time to stand? 1 Timothy 4. The Spirit clearly says that in the latter times, some will abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons. This is your time. Make it strong, whether it be personal or on the world stage. All of it is unforgettable to your children and you, if you can stand up for him. See, if you can stand up for him. And then sometimes you can say, you know, we can cry out to God. You know, you think, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. You know, God, Lord, will come through. We've all seen it. If the world is falling prey to the deception, we pray that we the people keep standing. Matthew 6:19 in New King James says this. Jesus says, and I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Just last week, Julie was asked on the phone by a prospective client for the Ready Corp, why do you do this? You know? And she said, without hesitation, I truly believe I'm working for God. Think about that. She said, I truly believe I'm working for God. At that point, she risks the client, but stands for God. We have not heard back from him yet, or at this time. If you believe the enemy tests a person to prove to God incompetence, who then may have been on the other side of the phone? Demon, an angel, or was she God's messenger to the hopeless? Maybe he just needed to hear that. She remained clear in the test, and God will do with it what God will do. When will convergence test you? What stands in the way of you passing or me? For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetous, wickedness, deceit, lewdness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these things come from within and defile a man. That's Mark 7, 21 to 23. You know, Patrick just says this in closing. He says, I'm not with you today. I've pre-recorded. He says he's put the pre-recorded message up. And today he's in the midst of, he was supposed to go to Florida, but that got canceled. But he is still in meetings that he was going to be in Florida. So he's in the midst of some political names today. Kennedy, Tucker Carlson, Don Trump Jr., Tulsi Gabbard, Matt Gaetz, and quite a few more, all in Florida. So we pray, as in closing today, we're going to pray that the Lord would allow Patrick to be who he needs him to be in the environment he's in. You know, obviously we can see, you know, we're in a country that's at a crossroads. And you can also see, at least in my opinion, and giving you my opinion here, we can see an enemy that's at work that wants to divide. He wants people divided and at each other's throats. And, you know, there's opportunities that we have as Christians, as business owners, as CEOs. I remember the last time there was just a nasty convergence, you know, in the financial crisis in 2008. And I was unprepared. So my convergence in my life mirrored the convergence of the world around me. The world around me went through a financial crisis. And since I was mirroring the world at the time, my life, my family went through a financial crisis right in conjunction with the world. But it doesn't have to be like that. We, as convergence, like he says, we can stand. And there's opportunities in convergence as we're just willing to be faithful to the Lord. And it takes him, because it's hard. It's hard, my friends. But God is faithful. You know, it says there in 1 Thessalonians 5, God is faithful, who will also bring it to pass. It's because we serve a faithful God, and we can lean on him. All right. Amen. Benjamin, take it away here as we close.